California may not have, you know, fans in the stadium come September, and the NFL would consider moving the Rams, the Chargers, and the Niners. Does that sound far-fetched to you?
Yes and no. I did catch wind of it. It does sound a little far-fetched, and I'm right now a believer that there's not going to be full stadiums anywhere.
Okay.
Not just California. And granted, this is just my take on it, but I just can't imagine that you're going to cram 60, 70, 80,000 people into a stadium anywhere in the United States.
What if the rest of the country can do 25% and California's at zero fans?
The NFL is about money. And
yeah.
So they are going to chase that money.
Yeah.
And if you're the owner of a team and you know that you can make, let's just throw out a random number, $5 million by moving your team versus none of that by staying put, you're going to go follow that money.
Interesting. Very interesting. What's the vibe right now in San Diego when it comes to the Chargers? Have the wounds started to heal and some of the Chargers fans are jumping on, or it's intense hatred still?
I would venture to say, and this is based on my interactions with fans, my social media interaction with fans, that the majority of people, again, not an official poll, just my interaction, are still upset about it. I definitely am. And then, a few people held on to the Antonio Gates, Philip Rivers connections with the Chargers. Both of those are now gone. And there's very few San Diegans that will proudly or openly say, I'm still a Chargers fan.
I thought it would heal. I thought it would heal, but I guess it's not going to happen. I think a lot of it's Spanos. I don't know if it would change if the Spanos family sold the team, but I think that, to me, that's the biggest sticking point. The way he handled the whole thing and the way he left, people are just, they're not going to get over that for a long time.
Totally agree with you.
Greg Camarillo's with us, a former NFL player with the Saints and the Dolphins and the Vikings and the Chargers. The other thing in San Diego is there really is no option to go back if this Mission Valley Stadium goes through, right? The Aztecs and San Diego started building, or they're going to build a stadium, but it's going to be much smaller and it's going to be a multi-use facility, right?
They are, and it is not. It's great for our city, it's great for Aztec football, but it's not going to be the caliber of an NFL stadium. What they're building in L.A. is what you expect for an NFL stadium, and we do not have that in San Diego. We will not have that in San Diego, and that's what's keeping the NFL out of here. That's what caused them to leave, and it's sad, but there's really no option for a team to come back.
So how are the Chargers ever going to build a fan base if basically zero of the Charger fans from the South are coming up?
That is a great question.
You know?
They chased it up there looking for corporate money, and I don't know if they're getting that, but they're definitely not getting fans drawn to their team.
Have you heard anything about SoFi Stadium in terms of it being done on time?
No, I haven't, but that's another huge question mark. And this might actually, this social distancing situation might actually help them out in the fact that if it's not ready for fans, and they can't have fans anyway, then they don't have to look bad and say, we didn't have it ready on time because there weren't going to be any fans in there to start with.
What do you think of the Chargers draft? What do you think of going after a team that a lot of people think is a team of now? Many people weren't real happy that they took the quarterback, Herbert, in the first round.
They needed a quarterback. And for the last 2 years, I've looked at their draft. Like, they need to make a move to be prepared for Philip Rivers to leave. And they did not make that move. And so, they had to get a quarterback. I personally think they needed to make a bigger splash in free agency to get those fans that we are talking about, and maybe pick up a Cam Newton. They didn't do that. And so they're going for the slow play of trying to get a young quarterback, let him mature, let him play behind Tyrod Taylor. And hopefully that'll be their guy for a decade. But, they are rolling the dice by letting your quarterback leave and then coming up with your backup plan. It's the opposite of what we saw from Green Bay, who they have their quarterback in place, but they're preparing for the future, which is a different move than the Chargers. And I can't say that I'm a fan of either of them.
What do you think of Herbert? Is he? I'm not going to hold you to. He's a lock to become a great quarterback. But how do you feel about him being a top 12 quarterback?
Yes, I didn't watch that much of him, but I did watch him. I'm a Stanford guy. I played football at Stanford, so I watched him play against Stanford. And the dude can light it up. So he definitely has the potential But, you know, I haven't broken down tape of him or anything like that. I've just seen some of his highlights that he can play. And so he's got the definitely got the arm strength. He's got the ability. So, you know, they're just hoping that they can turn him into an NFL guy. And they're banking on that right now because Tyrod Taylor is not your long-term answer. He may fit in for a couple weeks at the beginning, but he is not going to carry your team to the playoffs for several years.